overview for Proverbs. Purpose: to give maxims, practical advice, and counsel of a moral nature to the Hebrew people, instructing them on how to conduct themselves in light of God's principles of order. Author: internal evidence names King Solomon as the primary author. See Proverbs 1:1, 10:1, and 25:1. The men of Hezekiah, Proverbs 25:1, seemingly compiled the material found in chapters 25 through 29, and the final chapters were contributed by Ager and Lemuel. Date written: probably over a period of time during Solomon's reign, approximately 970 to 931 BC. History: during Solomon's reign, the nation of Israel reached its apex spiritually, politically, culturally, and economically. As Israel's reputation spread, so did King Solomon's, and dignitaries from throughout the known world traveled great distances to learn from the wisdom of this monarch. In 1 Kings 4:29 through 34, Solomon is credited with writing 3,000 proverbs and over 1,000 songs. Key verse: the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 1:7. Special features: the book of Proverbs is a collection of moral and philosophical statements and wise sayings which employ contrast, a common Semitic literary device, to present its message. Other literary techniques incorporated in the book include parables, pointed questions, poetic couplets, and personification. The book is built around the theme of wisdom. The words wise and wisdom occur at least 125 times in its 31 chapters. The wisdom extolled goes far beyond just a high degree of intelligence. It is based upon moral virtue and is synonymous with righteousness. Perhaps the greatest error in a correct understanding of Proverbs comes when the maxims are regarded as mere secular commentary rather than divinely inspired instruction. Setting: in the society of ancient Israel, the family played an important role in the upbringing and education of children. Some internal evidence suggests that the Proverbs were used in a family setting. The phrase, "my son," appears some 20 times throughout the book, while the role of the mother is alluded to 10 times. Although wisdom is the primary theme of the book, it covers a wide range of topics based on common experiences in the everyday world: morality and immorality, diligence and sloth, self-control and intemperance, wealth and poverty, child discipline, and discernment in choosing friends. Summary: unlike many other books of the Bible, there is no plot or storyline found in the book of Proverbs, nor are there principal characters. Throughout the book, wisdom is compared and contrasted with foolishness, and the wise, or righteous, man with the fool, one who is devoid of morality and uninterested in correction. The wisdom of Proverbs rightly places God at the center of man's life, and establishes that even in down-to-earth matters, true wisdom is living in harmony with His divine purpose.